So it looks like China is going to put restrictions on their frontier AI models to prevent them from being exported out of the country. And at the same time, in the United States, you've seen the U.S. government order companies like Anthropic to restrict access to some of their top models, such as Fable 5, from non-American citizens. So we're starting to see now the nationalization of frontier AI technology. This is a big deal for a number of reasons, because, of course, Chinese open source AI models are the workhorses of America's corporate sector. I mean, so many corporations in America, from Shopify, well, I guess that's a Canadian company, but many others, Airbnb, etc., are using AI models from China, whether it's Qwen or DeepSeek or what have you, for coding or bug fixing or graphic design or web page creation. If those models are taken away from U.S. corporations, then the U.S. will suffer a huge collapse in productivity. And even though those models are open source, so they're easy to get your hands on those, the weights today, if the U.S. were to outlaw them, then that would change the equation dramatically. And there's a very real risk of that happening. If that were to happen, then these AI models would become sort of contraband. And then there would be an underground movement to share the models outside of the system, because the normal places that you go to download these models, like Hugging Face, they would be ordered to remove these Chinese models, which is why it's critical to download all those models right now, by the way, while you still can. Even if you can't run them yet, it's important to download them. But there's a new website, what's it called? HuggingBay.xyz, I think, is the website, Hugging Bay. And that's a reference to Pirate Bay, which is the content piracy or sharing website that gives you links to download torrents for things like movies or TV shows or video games, what have you. So that's what that name means, Hugging Bay. And I would imagine that sites like that would become increasingly popular as governments really try to ban these models. Now, in the EU, at the same time, they just passed a new measure. I don't know if it's a rule or a law or whatever. It's the EU. Who can figure them out? Out of Brussels, they've passed a new measure, and it's gone into active operation where they can now read all of your private messaging. The government, the EU, can read your Gmail. They can read all your messages on, you know, Facebook, on X, on everything. At least this is what they're demanding, that the platform providers make these messages available to the government. So the government is now full-blown Orwellian. They're spying on all their own citizens, and you have zero privacy in the EU. Imagine the control that they're going to have over AI systems as well, and how they're going to demand that AI only promote the narratives and messages that the EU wants you to see. And by the way, in the UK, there's a new law where YouTube is forced to show BBC and other official sources at the top of the search results instead of independent media. Because, of course, they don't want individuals to have access to, you know, alternative media information. They want to shove their British narrative down your throat. So the EU is becoming a digital police state right now. And in terms of where that's going with AI models, it's only going to get a lot worse. And by that, I mean that the EU will demand that AI models provide answers in ways that are pre-approved by the EU government, that has to push all the narratives about, you know, vaccines and history and World War II and Russia and everything else. It's all going to be part of the demanded guardrails and demanded model training. So there's a way around that, and that is to download models that have had the guardrails removed. And there are some names in that space that you should check out. So if you go to Hugging Face, you can search for and download Qwen models like Qwen 3.6 27B, heretic, H-E-R-E-T-I-C. That means the guardrails have been removed by the heretic group. And there are others like Pliny the Liberator liberates a lot of models and then posts them for free currently on Hugging Face. And then also there's someone called Hui Hui, H-U-I, I believe it is, H-U-I, H-U-I, they do a bunch of, you know, guardrail removal, anti-censorship models. And then there's also another one I saw recently called Hua Hua, which in Chinese, Hua means flower. So I don't know if that means just like filled with flowers or something. But you can search for those kinds of models that are uncensored. And sometimes you can just use the word uncensored and you can find different models that are uncensored. And so it's a good idea to download those as well and save them. You know, with just a 1 terabyte drive, you can download and save a lot of these models because, look, the firewalls are going up. Things are about to get much more restrictive. And the best way to run your own AI is to run it locally, which is what I've always recommended. I've talked about that for years, and that's what I do myself. That's why I run a mini data center with my own hardware and, you know, my own models. In some cases, literally my own models, you know, that we released from brightanswers.ai. So you should do the same thing. Run your own models locally wherever you can. That's the way to bypass censorship. So we have a new show segment at decentralize.tv called the Zach Adams Effect. And that's where myself and my co-host Todd Pittner are interviewing Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. So we're interviewing him almost about every week now with updates. So I encourage you to check those out if you want to get the latest news about AI models and AI censorship and so much more. That's at decentralize.tv. Otherwise, if you want to hear my regular interviews and videos, you can find those at brightvideos.com. And you can also read my articles at naturalnews.com. So I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.